airport. It was coming to land that it missed and it went into Jamaica Bay. And I mean, that all hell broke loose. I mean, what are you going to do? A plane went into the water. You got to get these people out of there. Now, it's not that deep, but still.
Still very complicated. Yeah. Very dangerous environment to be operating in for those recovery and rescue folks as well.
God bless you, all the firemen, the policemen, everybody looking out for my safety. God bless you all. Alex Freeman, you're welcome back anytime. Anytime we got some new things we have to talk about, I want you to come in here and talk about it. Alex Freeman, who's the director of emergency management for Racine County. Thanks a lot for schlepping in here this morning. I do appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Hey, more coming up. Local news, timeless hits, WRGN. We got news coming up next. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. New U.S. support for Ukraine. Speaking in Kyiv this past hour, Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced a $2 billion arms deal that would send in Patriot missile systems and other forms of air defense to bolster the nation's battle with Russia.
I think this demonstrates to Ukraine, but also to Putin, that many countries will be supporting Ukraine for a long time to make sure that it can deter aggression and, as necessary, defend against it.
Blinken says the U.S. does not encourage Ukraine to strike targets inside Russia with U.S.-supplied weapons. He says that's a decision Kyiv should make for itself. Two congressional sources tell CBS News the Biden administration wants to send in more weapons to Israel. Correspondent Cammy McCormick.
This latest package is worth $1 billion. It includes tank ammunition and mortars. The Biden administration has insisted it has continued to provide for Israel's defense, even while pausing shipments of some munitions that could harm civilians in Gaza during an all-out invasion of Rafah. And the White House has notified Congress of this latest package.
It would need lawmakers' approval. Donald Trump and Michael Cohen are regrouping a day after defense attorneys lobbed tough questions at the former fixer at Mr. Trump's hush money trial. CBS's Robert Costa.
There are no court proceedings today, but when the trial resumes tomorrow, Cohen will be back on the stand as the defense digs into its cross-examination. Prosecutors say Cohen is their final witness, and then Trump's legal team will have a chance to present its case.
California Governor Gavin Newsom's newest shot at tackling the homeless crisis, spending $3 billion to build more behavioral health treatment centers.
There are a number of counties that are saying, well, we just need more money and more housing before we can move with these reforms or to do anything.
The Arizona legislature is expected to vote today on a crackdown on undocumented immigrants. Reporter Stephen Kaufman's in Prescott.
The ballot measure includes making it a crime for immigrants who aren't authorized to be in the U.S. to provide an employer with false information to evade detection of employment eligibility. In addition, Mexican immigrants would be charged with a state crime if they enter Arizona between ports of entry. If passed, the proposal would be decided by Arizona's voters in November.
The government will release a key report on inflation in half an hour. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
We know that housing prices and rents are higher than they were, and until that component comes down, inflation is likely to remain at somewhat elevated levels in this 3.5% range.
S&P futures up 1. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
This report is sponsored by Dogs and Cream. They have the hot dog game on lock. Go to WRJN.com and click the big deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There is still mass disarray at Ascension. The hospital group is the victim of a ransomware attack that's disturbing almost every aspect of their operations. A staff member at a Racine school is accused of sexually assaulting two students earlier this year. 36-year-old Jamil Sanders has been charged with second-degree sexual assault of a child and repeated sexual assault of a child. Racine will buy you a camera if you agree to let the cops look at the footage if they want. The city of Racine is launching what's called a community camera program and offering reimbursements of up to $150 for homeowners and $250 for businesses. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or when news breaks, or find it anytime at WRJN.com.
the Brewers and the Pirates play today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrap up their series with Pittsburgh today. A full recap coming up later on. UW Green Bay has hired a sports talk show host, Doug Gottlieb, as their new head basketball coach. Gottlieb says he actually interviewed with the school a year ago.
So last year I went through the process. I drove up from Chicago to Green Bay, and I met with Chancellor Mike, and he was great. You know, they took me around Titletown. That was cool. And then I slept at the hotel, got up the next day. He and I walked around campus, and then we met with the committee. I could do this.
NFL schedules are out today. Aaron Rodgers and the Jets will face the 49ers in California week one. The Packers play the Eagles in Brazil.
Are you excited for it? I mean, it's I'll say there's going to be some challenges along the way. It's going to be new, but we're you know, obviously it's an away game on a neutral field, and I'm excited about that. I think our players are very excited for it.
That's Packers General Manager Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 61 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 48. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of afternoon and nighttime showers and thunderstorms. Our high 65. More scattered thunderstorms Friday, high near 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Pigeons on nation's gonna run to him. Come on. Everybody's gonna wanna doze.
Park to Memorial Square downtown. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Playboys, this diamond ring. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here. It's 8:13. We're looking for a sunny, beautiful day today with a high near 58. Clear tonight. Lows around 48. Partly sunny. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow with a high near 64. 50 degrees. Sunny, beautiful morning at Radio Park right now. I just stuck my beak out the door. I walked Alex out to his car, and just a beautiful morning out there. Ah, just gorgeous. Gary Lewis and the Playboys. I was going to Wisconsin Dells. This is years ago. I was going to Wisconsin Dells. We took the scenic route. We didn't take the interstate. And we went through Ryo, Wisconsin. You know where that is? I can't even tell you where it is, but R-I-O, Ryo, Wisconsin. And we noticed across the Fireman's Park, there was a big sign saying Gary Lewis and the Playboys here on the 4th of July. And I said, it can't be this. Gary Lewis and the Playboys. So I pulled over and I spoke to one of the people there that was in the park working. And I said, Gary Lewis and the Playboys, this diamond ring, they're going to be here on the 4th of July? He goes, yeah. In Ryo, Wisconsin, they're going to be here in this town? He goes, yeah, they're putting on a concert on the 4th of July here in the Fireman's Park. Gary Lewis and the Playboys. I must have said that to him 20 times. I said, but they're going to be here in Ryo, Wisconsin? He goes, absolutely. Wow. That was interesting to find that out. 8:14 WRJN local news, timeless hits. Thanks for joining us here on this. What is today? It is Wednesday, May 15th.
Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Nothing. And feeling good was easy love when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. For me and my Bobby, yeah. From the Kentucky coal mine to the California sun, hey, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather, through everything we've done, yeah, Bobby, baby, kept me from the cold. Next to mine. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. That's all that Bobby left me. But if feeling good was easy alone when he sang the blues. Hey, feeling good was good enough for me. Mm-hmm. Good enough for me and my Bobby.
And the Holding Company. Remember that group? Whoa. Janis Joplin. She really put on a show. Too bad she had to leave us way too soon, huh? Wow. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN Radio. I've got some fall season TV news for you here. Fox's fall schedule will not include Family Guy. However, they're going to put it back in midseason for a full season. They also have male celebrity stripping in a 2-hour special called The Real Full Monty. That's what they're putting on TV? NBC unveiled its fall schedule. It includes the announcement that Snoop Dogg and Michael Bublé will be first-time judges on season 26 of The Voice alongside Gwen Stefani and Reba McEntire. Steve Carell won't be showing up on The Office spinoff series, but he'll be watching it at home, he said. He doesn't see a reason for Michael Scott to be included. George Clooney making his Broadway debut in the stage version of his hit movie, Good Night, Good Luck. Did you ever see that movie? It was about Edward R. Murrow. He didn't play Edward R. Murrow. He played the assistant in the film, but it was an excellent movie. And Edgar Wright, the genius behind Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, will direct the remake of the Jane Fonda sci-fi classic Barbarella. Remember that movie? I didn't really care for it. Sydney Sweeney's going to star in the Jane Fonda role. A lot of people liked it. It just seems so out there when I saw it later on. I didn't see it in the theaters. I saw it on like VHS or DVD. But it had Jane Fonda, and she was Jane Fonda being Jane Fonda in that movie. It was kind of a way-out film with all those weird characters in there. But there's one thing about Barbarella which you should know. The evildoer in Barbarella, the main bad person, was named Duran Duran. And that's where the rock group Duran Duran got their name from. Barbarella.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. Your coworker Kyle said bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive could save you money. Bad news. While saying this, Kyle was eating your clearly labeled lunch. Dumb news. Pizza near work costs $7 a slice, and it tastes like drywall covered in ketchup. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and enjoy more lunches far away from Kyle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. The Brewers and U.S. Cellular are celebrating the outstanding educators in our community with the Grand Slam Teacher of the Month Award. Visit brewers.com/teacher to learn more and nominate an educator today. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on receiving big deals at WRJN.com.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Friday night around.
standing on a mountain looking down on a city. The way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrops falling down a mountainside. Many times I've been here, many times I've cried. We used to be so happy when we were in love, high on a mountain of love. Night after night I've been standing here alone, weeping my heart out till cold gray dawn. Praying that you're lonely and you come here too, hoping just by chance that I get a glimpse of you. Trying hard to find you somewhere, love, high on a mountain of love. A mountain of love, a mountain of love. You should be ashamed. We used to be a mountain of love, but you just changed your name. Way down below there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing and they should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above, high on a mountain above. A half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams long above, high on a mountain above, high on a mountain above.
Boy, he's got a parade of hits, huh? Johnny Rivers, Mountain of Love. Local news, timeless hits, WRGN Radio. I'm Don Rosen, 831. And, you know, this is kind of crazy political news. We have all the craziness out there now, but you didn't hear about this one. Two guys named Bob Ferguson filed to run for governor of Washington. This happened last Friday to prevent another Bob Ferguson from winning. He was a Democrat and the current attorney general. But both bogus Bob Fergusons dropped out because they found out what they were doing was highly illegal. And Gypsy Rose Blanchard wished her mom a happy Mother's Day the other day. Do you know who Gypsy Rose Blanchard is? She was the one whose mother pretended that Gypsy Rose was a special needs person, and she raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for her daughter Gypsy Rose Blanchard, who was perfectly normal. There was nothing wrong with her. She wasn't a special needs kid. And they found out about it. And Gypsy Rose and her boyfriend conspired and murdered her mother, which was kind of strange for last Sunday, wishing her mother a happy Mother's Day after she was part of, you know, murdering her mother.
This report is sponsored by Blue River CrossFit, dynamic workouts for all ages. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There is still mass disarray at Ascension. The hospital group is the victim of a ransomware attack that's disturbing almost every aspect of their operations. A lack of patient addresses, prescriptions, schedules, and more are hindering health officials as they use Excel documents to try and push through. It's not known how much the hackers are demanding to get Ascension's hospitals back up and running. A statement on the Ascension website says they're working around the clock to resume operations. A staff member at a Racine school is accused of sexually assaulting two students earlier this year. 36-year-old Jamil Sanders has been charged with second-degree sexual assault of a child and repeated sexual assault of a child. He's being held on a $10,000 cash bond. The allegations came when police were called to the 21st Century Preparatory School on March 27th for a reported sexual assault, during which a 12-year-old student reported being inappropriately touched by Sanders. He had been working at the school as a behavioral interventionist. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
News at the top and bottom of the hour, or when news breaks, or find it anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is sponsored by the Lanes on 20. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 61 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 48. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of afternoon and nighttime showers and thunderstorms. Our high, 65. More scattered thunderstorms Friday, high near 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Although I tell you, man, I admire flight attendants. I really do. I couldn't do what they do. They're there for safety, first of all, and they got to put up with so much garbage from people. Have you ever been sitting in your seat and you see somebody trying to fit something in the overhead rack that you know ain't going in there like in a million years, you know? You know, you're looking at them like, what kind of perception problems does this guy have? And the flight attendants are so nice. They run up and act like it's close. You know, they run up there, oh, gosh. Oh, I don't know if that's going to get up there. Oh, we can check it for you, you moron. That's what I would do. I would last like 9 seconds at that job, you know? I would just run up, hey, does that look like it's going to fit? What the hell's the matter with you? You got this much room, you got like a dead yak. You don't see all these people jammed up behind you? Oh, this is your world. Oh, it's all about you. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Better than old King Kong. have thoughts like any other one. Sometimes I find myself long regretting some foolish thing, some little sinful thing I've done. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Yes, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
The Animals, Eric Burden. I remember when they did that on the Ed Sullivan Show. Hard to believe the Animals were on the Ed Sullivan Show, but they wore shirts and ties and jackets, so they were allowed. Local news, timeless hits. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining me here at WRJN Radio. Got some odd but true for you now. You know the reason the WWF, that's the World Wildlife Federation, went with a panda bear in their logo? Because it's black and white. Saves money on printing costs. That's clever. And people are more likely to donate to hurricane relief efforts if their name starts with the same letter as the name of the hurricane. I should have mentioned that to Alex when he was in here.
Just touch my cheek before you leave me, baby. tomorrow's light will be dim, and it won't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, well, it was what I wanted now.
Stay.
There's a lot of gossipy stuff going on about the mamas and the papas. We all know that. And she didn't, Mama Cass did not choke on a ham sandwich when she, that was the big rumor. But Michelle Phillips and John Phillips were married. But now I found out recently that she was fooling around with Denny on the side. And that's what broke up the mamas and the papas. Is that, Cindy Huber says she's got all the gossip. She's like the National Enquirer of the radio airways.
I just can't help myself. So, yeah, I think that's what got her in trouble, too. They were, she was kind of fooling around with Denny, and even in where they lived. And the sad thing was Mama Cass was in love with Denny. And Denny loved Mama Cass, but not in that way. So Mama Cass was really upset. That's how Michelle got, but not so much that, but the fact that Michelle was flirting in front of her husband with a guitarist, believe it or not. She had moved on from Denny on at a show. And so he kicked her off, and they brought in this lookalike who only lasted a little bit. Their numbers fell. And then they brought Michelle back. And then Mama Cass died, except Mama Cass was now Cass Elliott.
And she didn't choke on a ham sandwich.
No, she had a massive heart attack.
Right,
she
did the ham sandwich thing.
Like she did everything you're not supposed to do when you died, which, of course, we do. Lost a ton of weight and just...
Oh, did she?
Oh, yeah. She was... Well, you couldn't tell, but she lost a ton of weight and was trying doing all these concerts and partying way too much, and her heart just gave out.
Then you got the daughters, Mackenzie Phillips from One Day at a Time. She got on drugs from Mick Jagger. Was that the story?
Yeah.
Mick Jagger got
and
her
but,
hooked
but
on
also
drugs.
Her dad. She was also kind of watching her dad. So
but
her
as a
dad
teenager.
And her. Yeah, they were sharing drugs, her dad and her.
Then you got China Phillips, you got Bijou Phillips, you got the whole clan.
And they can all sing. What is this?
I know. I don't. China and Bijou is still around doing stuff. Mackenzie, I don't know what she's doing.
Mackenzie's just trying to stay alive at this point.
Oh, gee whiz. All right, more gossip, more National Enquirer of the Airwaves coming up with Cindy Huber. Top of the hour, WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits.
Ooh, I'm so ready for this weekend away with my girls.
Hey, I'm hitting the road. How about some free gas?
Free gas? How?
Try new Febreze car for some serious freshness and you can win gas for a full year. Visit Febreze.com to learn more.
Say less.
You may not win, but you're gonna have a fresh smelling whip.
Thanks, DJ Fresh. Now how about some music?
Hey, yo, this next one goes out to new Febreze car for giving you a chance to win free gas.
La, 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 la.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 to enter in 73124 for rules on how to enter. Visit Febreze.com.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on receiving big deals at WRJN.com.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around, to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Gwitt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Depere and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down cry for 100 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money, but don't leave. Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too. Time thing.